right, thank you. So I would advise that the board not taking formal actions on the matters discussed on executive session. Brings us to item number 7, board comments. And before we do that, I'd like for the record, Mark, on the loan or the loan forgiveness to Blood Bank of Alaska. I'm getting tired. I think I don't remember it anymore. Would you put on the record that they did that they what you just told us here that they didn't ask for operating? What did they ask for?
Well, they did ask for operating funds in two point three. But if you read their resolution, which is attached, it says $2.5 million be added to our existing debtors. For the purpose of responding to the current COVID crisis, etc., and they gave us projections, which would look like they were going to be fine for a while. Obviously, the staff did propose giving them additional funds, but the board didn't. But you know, I don't remember seeing any correspondence from the Blood Bank that said that, you know, we're shutting our doors down if you guys don't act.
All right. So that being said, my comment on that is if that is truly the case, obviously the people will be working over the weekend. The board stands ready to assist on any operating issues that are legal. We can legally take a look at first of the week, middle of the week, and I think I want to make sure that's on the record.
Just in case this thing doesn't blow up.
All right. Again, I'll state that the board did not take any formal actions on matters discussed in executive session. So, board comments on all today's actions. Albert?
Mr. Chairman.
I just called on Albert. He's right here.
Well, first, I just want to thank the staff for doing an outstanding job and being here in these extraordinary times. And thank you to the board members that are here and that are on the phone. Again, we're doing some important work for Alaska. And I also want to thank the folks that gave their public comments in the beginning of our session today. I just want to address that a lot of those comments today, I just want to say about Ambler specifically, that really this is the start of the process of economic development in the Arctic. And I think it's a tremendous opportunity not only to start bringing jobs to the Arctic this summer season, but as well into the next generation of Alaskans. And I'm very proud to be a part of opening up the Arctic to further development, for economic development to that region that truly needs economic development. And I just want to thank everyone in this room and on the phone today.
Thank you, Albert. Bernie, did you want to come up? Did you want to talk?
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I echo what Albert had to say, but I really take the public testimony very seriously, because we are the public, and I'm thankful that the staff could make the proper. That they could actually properly explain so the public could understand exactly what was happening. There was a lot of misinformation, and I thank the staff for the excellent job they've done to educate the public so that so we're all on the same wavelength. There was a lot of misinformation going out, and I think that there's going to be a lot smarter dialogue now. We're only as good as the information that gets out there. It has to be the right information. And there was a lot of good things done today. It's been a long day, and I do not like doing this stuff over the new modern gizmos that you guys use. But with that being said, the future is the brightest it's ever been. This pandemic is going to get over. And then we need to get down to making Alaska viable again. And it's going to take a couple of years. This recovery is not going to be overnight. The pandemic has swept in here quickly. But the recovery is going to take 2 to 3 years. And it has to start with ADA doing some smart moves to help economic development for small people as well as some of the big ones. And the big ones, the opportunity is that they're going to hire a lot of people. And the small ones is that they also collectively hire more people than the big ones. So it's a balancing act to get the money to distribute it to all of Alaska. And I believe that Ada's done a monumental job of starting that today. And I really want to thank the two bankers that were here today online, because they added a lot to the dialogue of how we can make things better for everyone that has to borrow money. And they have a good reputation of lending money, and they're going to help us streamline all of our lending operations that makes everyone more successful. So I'm very thankful to be a part of this organization and help doing what we can. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Bernie. Further discussion on board comments.
This is Julie Sanders. Sorry, Julie Anderson, I corked you again.
Sorry, don't fret it.
Chairman Bruce, who would you like to hear from first?
Go ahead, Julie Sandy. Hey, you're further away.
Thanks. I just wanted to comment and again thank everyone. The legislature, of course, created ADA to provide financing for Alaskan businesses to expand the economy of the state and to provide jobs for Alaska. ADA's been about financing businesses and helping to diversify the economy and also create jobs. And, you know, I know through the last couple of days with the board, you know, we're all passionate about preserving our resources, both for ourselves and for the generations to come. But, you know, I'm also a healthcare worker and a small business owner. The challenges facing us today, both on an economic and healthcare landscape, are unprecedented. And public servants, you know, across Alaska are working really hard. And that's reassuring for me. We've got a lot of really smart people working on behalf of Alaskans, the staff of ADA and AEA certainly among them. And I'm very proud to be associated with them and with the board. I feel confident that with each resolution we pass today that we really did consider the best interest of all Alaskans while advancing the mission of ADA as the legislature originally intended. So, and I just wanted to thank everyone for their public comments both yesterday and today.
Thank you, Julie. Julie?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would also echo the sentiments of the other board members. It's been a pretty rigorous process over the past 2 days, and I believe, as do the others, that the public process is an important part of it. The more minds we have to be able to analyze things, the better the outcome will be. And I think the actions that we took today are extremely important to help plan the long-term recovery of our economy and really put people to work. And that's a very serious concern of mine. And I think the actions taken today will help us go down that path. So thank you to everyone, and I look forward to the next step.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anna?
Mr. Chairman? Thank you. Mr. Chairman, before we went into executive session, I expressed some trepidation about our actions on the Blood Bank of Alaska, and I would just share that they have locations in Wasilla, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Juneau, and they actually have two different spots in Anchorage. And there has been some question as to their request to ADA and our ability to respond to that request. So with your permission, Mr. Chairman, I would ask that someone from the ADA team reach out to the executive director of the Blood Bank to get clarification on their request for the need and how dire that need is, or whether there can be incremental steps that we provided today in the form of a $22,000 a month reduction in payments for over 6 months. I know that that they provide good work, and I know that we want them to continue forward and provide services for blood throughout our community as we face this pandemic. And so, Mr. Chairman, is it all right if ADA reaches out to the blood bank to see what is happening with their financial structure as they face the pandemic?
And yes, I think they've got that direction. I think it's loud and clear. They're shaking their head yes. You can't see them, but the answer is yes.
Thank you, sir. And then if there is a request that this board stands ready to call ourselves into an emergency meeting to at least discuss whatever the staff might find out as soon as next week.
Thank you. Bill?
I was asking a question. I'm sorry.
Oh. Yes, they will get back to us with what the issue is, if any, or what the plan is, and we'll all be in the loop, I'm sure, sooner than later.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And then lastly, I just really wanted to thank staff. It is awkward to work by a teleconference. We heard that expressed from the general public. Again, these are unprecedented times, and I just wish first, as Ms. Sandy said, our health workers are out there facing an enemy that we can't see, and it makes it extremely dangerous for them, and I wish them well. I wish all Alaska families well as we move forward in facing and overcoming all of the challenges that we're seeing populate our different communities around Alaska. And I know that we will be better on the other side, but there is going to be pain along the way. And some families, if I read the headlines right earlier today, some families have already lost a loved one. And that is, my heart goes out to all of them. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Evan. Bill?
I just keep it brief, but we're going through challenging times, and I really appreciate the work the staff putting into this and my fellow board members. And like I said, these are challenging times, and I'm sure that we'll look back on this and kind of be proud of how we got through it.
Thank you, Bill. Before my comments, I neglected to ask our I guess I'll say them now before our director. Our director's comments after board comments. So first, I'd like to thank all the board members for two very long, hard days. We accomplished a lot. I think actually it is now evolving into a different business model that we didn't anticipate 30 days ago. I actually feel very good that we're able to pivot so quickly. I'm encouraged by that. I worry a little bit about the capacity of our staff. We run very lean and mean, and quite frankly, I don't know if there's outside resources that we need to employ that on a short-term basis to a contractual basis that help us get information and so that we can stay at the forefront of the issues in front of us. I just suggest that, not that I'm advocating for spending more money, but at some point in time, there's only so many hours a day, and we want to make good information. We want good information available so we can make good decisions. That being said, I appreciate the public's comments yesterday and today. There are obviously some very passionate Alaskans, and I think it's prudent that they continue to be passionate for the things they believe in. Thank the staff, especially Sherry. Sherry, we're thinking maybe one more board meeting before you retire, but who knows?
Have you seen the stock market?
I think she told me yesterday she had 25 more days left. That may be turned into 250 days, or I don't know.
Right.
It might. But at the end of the day, the staff, but more importantly, I'd like to take a shout out for Sherry because I don't know how many times she ran up to the third floor and back today trying to make this work for everybody. We didn't anticipate this 30 days ago.
I can't retire. We don't have any staff, and Ashton's going on maternity leave.
There you go. So
I got to keep Curtis busy.
We do appreciate that help, your help, and then finally, for all the staff and for board members, my phone is always open. I'm happy to discuss anything. I'm happy to bring up anything to help anywhere I can. I'm used to 7 days a week, not quite 24 hours a day. My wife will tell you that if I don't have something in front of me, I'm very irritable, so I tend to like things, get things done and do things. That being said, my phone is open, so happy to. Don't feel like you can't call me at 8 o'clock at night. I assume my co-board workers are the same way at in these trying times. And finally, I'd like to thank the board for what I call the biggest resolution that I've ever been here seen in front of this organization with the Alaska Safe. In the backstopping Alaska's vital businesses, it's refreshing that we can actually do it, that we have the balance sheet to do it. I hope we can do more of it. I hope policymakers in Juneau believe that we should be doing more of it. But that's for another day. We have the program in place to do it if needed. And we're allowed to. So that to me, that's monumental of what we did today. I hope that other financial institutions follow suit, take our lead, but we're leading edge on this. So thank you very much, board members and staff, for putting it together. With that, I'll ask Tom, our executive director, if he has any comments.
Well, I do. Just a few. I'll continue to keep the board up to date, you know, in the way I do, and the board can certainly and does call whenever there's any questions on, you know, my updates or anything. Just like the governor and his crew, ADA has turned into a 7-day-a-week outfit. We've got a management meeting starting at 7:30 tomorrow morning, which will include Sherry, of course, too. You know, that's common, and I think Monday is some kind of state holiday, but I know we've got two very critical conference calls at ADA with outside groups that we're working on, working with groups that are household names for you on the board for Monday, I'm sure by the time Monday rolls around, the calendar will be more full than that. You know, everybody's working hard. This emergency meeting was necessary, but particularly with the teleconferencing aspect, it has things that would be difficult to recommend in ordinary times. So you know, that's really the landscape that we find ourselves in. And nobody knows where the light is at the end of the tunnel, whether that's 3 months away or 6 months away or the end of the calendar year. We'll just keep plugging away. Definitely, this SAFE program, among other things, you know, we'll figure it out. And actually, it's one of the 10 items on the agenda so far for tomorrow morning's meeting, is this figure out. Because we just haven't had time. This particular program just had its inception about 10 days ago. So we'll figure out what we need to get it done with this odd situation that we can't even bring people in and interview them for jobs, and we'll be, for the most part, telecommuting, as Curtis mentioned, starting Tuesday morning. And some of us have been telecommuting already. So it's odd times, and at some point, you know, we'll have some revision to the schedule, type of schedules we have now. Brenda worked all last weekend on cash flows that we can show you at any time, because when you're starting a bunch of programs, as such was approved today, you certainly got to have a handle on your cash flows. While we were talking this evening, the DEC commissioner got a hold of me and reminded me that I owed him an update on Mustang from earlier this week when we talked. I mean, there's just the every everything we got going takes keeping everything up in the air. So thanks everybody, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Tom. And I would believe, Brenda, that the board would be very appreciative on a weekly basis that under a confidential email or something that you forward cash flow projections and updates with a date on it. That would save a lot of time. Further discussion? Thanks, everybody. I'll take a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.